We've got Hapag Lloyd's invested in Yard of Acer. Maersk has a stake at NTB Terminal at Bremerhaven. Obviously, we've just talked about Costco and MSC. This is Line sort of marking their territory. Does this help Germany's ports be more competitive in Europe, or does it increase competition between Germany's ports for this traffic, or does it just secure this capacity for the carriers? I mean, what's your take on this, guys?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? I mean, it's interesting listening to what Sebastian was saying earlier on about that they felt that the need to sell Harlow was sort of predicated on the belief that Hamburg needed to become more competitive. Because when you look at it from a sort of line and network serving Europe type of perspective, it seems to me that a lot of Hamburg's problems are structural. You know, its previous position, say, as a gateway to Eastern Europe has gradually been eroded by the building of new facilities such as Gdansk in the Baltic Sea, for example. So there are challenges that it faces that are outside its control, I think is what I'm trying to say here.
And the market environment has just changed, right? With the real big ships coming up, are the ports able to take these big ships? Well, now, as I mentioned in the beginning, they are able to do that, but there are still some limitations to that, I would say, which ports like Rotterdam or Antwerp don't have because they don't have these draft issues, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, on the other hand, I think it always depends on the strategies of the liner companies. How are they going to build their networks, all that kind of stuff, ports or gateway ports? It's an ever-changing situation, I think, and the ports in a certain way are always just lagging behind. They just have to adjust to new situations all the time. And I think very big ports like Rotterdam and Antwerp, I guess, have certain competitive advantage because they are so big. And it's also the only ports in their respective countries. Port of Amsterdam, for example, is not a real big issue in container shipping anymore. And in Germany, as I mentioned, we still have like at least two, maybe three big container ports in the North Sea, right?
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.